Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
We didn't do this story because we did one recently about a guy. I forget what it was, but just remember, I saw the story. This happened in Omaha, and this should be happening in Nebraska too. A guy on his was on his bike. We had to be a bike and ran into a deer with a pet parrot. Now he had the pet parrot, not the deer.
Well, that would have been way cooler.
I know. The deer walks the out deer as a parrot on the deer's neck. You know, yeah, yeah. Jill's a bitch.
Eye patch on the deer.
Yeah.
That would have been awesome.
That's a Family Guy scene right there, you know.
That would have been awesome.
Eye patch on the deer. Was you ride? Where was he riding his bike? Did it say, was it around a lake somewhere? Was it western Nebraska, central Nebraska, eastern Nebraska? Where?
This was in Nebraska.
The guy's all jacked up, man. His face was all messed up. You know, I came around the corner at Zirinsky, which is a lake in Omaha, years ago. And I came around the corner. You know, I was going pretty quick at the time. And there was a deer just standing there. And I actually just hit the brakes. And he was just standing there. It was a big one, too. And I got it within maybe 4 feet of maybe hitting that thing.
This was in Kearney.
Okay. I would hit that thing and got hurt, obviously. But I stopped just in time, and it took off right away.
And this was at night.
Oh, at night.
Under the moonlight of Fort Kearney State Historical Park.
Oh, you're in a park. Okay, got it.
This was Friday night, September 29th. He saw something brown out of the corner of his eye. Then everything went dark. He was awakened by his parrot, Lucy, pecking at him, no doubt, trying to wake him up.
Well, where the hell was the parrot at on the bike?
I think it was
the parrot just riding on his shoulder on the steering wheel.
Or the handlebars?
Yeah.
Or?
I think it was riding on his shoulder. Like parrots would do.
That'd be tough to ride in the shoulder on a bike. Probably just be on the handlebar, just being out in front of them. That'd be a cool ride for the parrot. Why would a parrot? I never owned a parrot, but they're in cages for a reason, don't they? They could fly away and just go, right?
You clip their wings so that they can't fly.
Are they? I think that's
what would keep this bird safe. If the bike starts to go down, the bird could just fly.
Do they say? Could parrots be pets like that way? The parrot would know who the owner is?
Oh, yeah.
It pecked at and woke his ass up?
It says parrots are considered to be among the smartest of all birds.
All right.
And so he woke
smarter
the guy up.
Smarter than a tit? Yeah. Smarter than a great tit?
I don't know about that. It says among the smartest.
So the guy's jacked up, right?
Black eye. Scrapes and bruises, as you would expect from taking a bike
headline.
Accident.
Runs into
He hit the deer, or the deer must have hit him.
It sounded like a deer hit him.
I don't know. It said he saw something out of the corner of his eye, whether the deer hit him, or if the deer ran out in front of him and then he hit the deer.
Sailed right into me. It was on a dead run, so it just tackled him.
Wow.
Man.
What are the odds?
I don't know.
You know, it just happened.
Especially when you're out there riding around with your parrot.
Yeah, as you do.
Yeah.
As you do. Right. What was his first name?
Jeff?
Morgan?
Jeff Morgan?
Yeah, Jeff Morgan.
Jeff. Somebody knows Jeff. I'd like to talk to that dude, man. You know, we're still waiting for the guy to bang the sex doll to call us.
Yes.
I think he will, man. You know,
he thinks it jumped and landed, literally landed right into his bike.
He's lucky he wasn't hurt worse, you know. Killed, maybe, for that matter.
That's basically what happened to my dad on that first motorcycle accident. When
your badass dad.
Yeah.
Remember that. We just figured out last week your dad was a badass and you are not.
He slowed down because he saw the deer.
Did you think that would even be an option?
And the deer turned back into the ditch, so he thought it was going to walk away. He let up on the brakes. Last minute, that thing turned and jumped and basically landed right on his front fender.
That's crazy. And that was a motorcycle, too.
And that's why the deer ended up in two pieces.
Right. Your dad split open a freaking deer, man. He's the man.
In half.
Down, he just drank some blood from its heart there and went, rah! Yeah, he did.
And then went to the hospital.
Have they asked this guy with the parrot if the parrot has gone wanted to go on another bike ride? The bird spooked.
It looks like that's not the only bird he has. There's a picture of him.
Spooked. You didn't think you'd say that this morning, right?
A couple of like cockatoos and then this
Which
big
one?
Rainbow one parrot.
Who wants to go for a ride?
Yeah. His house has to be loud.
Yeah.
Which one's go to the parrot's going? Not me.
Right. Not me. And they can
dumbass
actually let you
deer.
Know.
Yeah. He goes back in the house, he's telling the other parrots, dumbass hit a deer. Dumbass hit a deer.
Jeff's a dumbass.
Jeff's a dumbass. Jill's a bitch.
I'm surprised he'd take a parrot on a, especially if it talks, take a parrot on a bike ride at all. You imagine if dogs could talk? That's all they'd say.
I know.
Like, walk. Walk. Come on. Let's go.
Well, I think the parrot's smarter than the dog.
Is this one of them talking
the
parrots?
Just,
it might not be a talking parrot.
Are the ones that, do all parrots talk or not?
I don't know.
I think they have to be trained to talk.
Yeah, I know. But
they can.
They all have the ability. That and McCall. Yeah. The one I, the bird that said Jill's a bitch from my weed dealer was a guy named, it was, that was a, what they call McCall, what are they, the bigger
McCall?
Ones?
Yeah.
McCall, the big ones.
This is like a rainbow.
Did that make Jill leave?
Jill was in the kitchen when it kept yelling Jill's a bitch.
But was it like Jill was the girlfriend though, right?
And by the way, he was another guy's weed dealer. I was just along for the ride. Apparently I did that the rest of my life. And did that
whatever.
Times. I just But, he kept yelling, Jill's a bitch. And I go, who's Jill? Because I know this guy. He goes, bye, it's my girlfriend. I'll never forget that to the day.
Yeah, this was a big rainbow macaw that he had on his shoulder.
And they talk?
Bite.
Okay, all right, yeah. They talk, yeah.
They can. I don't
know. Well, if you're going to have one, you'd make it talk. I mean, that's what you want to do.
I don't know.
That's the reason I would have one. I wanted to say stuff, you know. And I would teach it inappropriate sayings.
Well, just Jeff, so it would say Jeff might be a little different than you.
Yeah.
It seems he probably is from this photo.
Yeah, and that's once no you fun. Get them talking, do they shut up? That's what I'd be afraid
yes.
of.
They mimic you, right?
You start them talking, and then they don't shut up. I think the
apparently well,
African-
we say Jill's a bitch a lot. Yeah. The parrot says that, you know?
And we all have enough people in the house who talk and won't shut up.
Yeah, good point. Yeah.
We am them.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Kind of funny just have one mic'd up in the studio, though.
That would be very funny.
I don't think we need to even give it a mic. I think they're kind of loud.
You got to keep bleeping the parrot. Yeah, because the parrot would sit there during the breaks and hear us, you know, use curse words.
Oh,
and
no.
And would pick those up, and all of a sudden the parrot starts dropping F-bombs.
You have to get tiny little headphones.
Yeah.
So he could take phone calls.
Oh, that is kind of cute, Nick. That is cute, yeah.
African grays.
Where are their ears?
The best talking parrot.
Tiny little headphones.
The highly intelligent African gray.
He's just sitting there. Comedians come in. Okay, this is...
Bird would be like, potato!
Potato!
That's Paulie.
Yeah.
He just He's over there.
He just sits there.
All right, let's get a bunch of booze and a bird.
The budgie.
Mix things up a little bit, Nick. It would, man.
Yeah. You
know? Parakeets can talk? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
It starts flying around the studio. We're all ducking this bird.
We had parakeets for a little bit.
For it the just bird craps on your forehead where you're live, you know?
Yeah. That was the thing. Having birds are messy
they
pets.
They are, yeah.
Like, you got bird crap everywhere.
Right.
They'd put a newspaper down.
Yeah, you got to have like enclosures and stuff for them, and they crap all the time.
There's some volleyball schedules out there.
Yeah,
put those down.
My mom used to have, we had a couple parakeets when I was in my 20s. My mom had a couple, and we used to give her crap because she let the door open two or three times, and we lost the parrots. The parakeets just flew out into the wild. And I'm thinking they're not
going to
survive in the wild.
No.
Yeah, I said,
they're tropical birds, Mom.
Did you kill another parakeet, Mom? Yeah, I left the door open. It flew out. You know?
Did they talk?
These ones did. I wasn't living there at the time. They didn't talk though. But they did fly away and say, "Hell you, man!"
And they did become hawk food.
Yeah. Oh, big time! Yeah. Yeah, I don't think they survived in the wild for that long. I'm sure.
Is it the parakeets that occasionally their heads fall off?
Is that just Dumb and Dumber?
Dumb and Dumber?
That's Dumb and Dumber.
Is that just that one?
You duct taped their head together, yeah. Give it to the blind kid, yeah. Right? Yeah. Okay, yes,
parrots' heads
get a
are
parakeet
falling
and some vodka for tomorrow. Not a parakeet, a full size macaw.
Yeah, talking bird.
Those things are expensive, though. They're multi-$1,000.
There's
got to
be somebody listening that has a talking bird.
But you just want a used one?
Just one that just will sit on a bar. We don't need
just
to fly around.
Just sit there, put a microphone in front of its face, and see what it says.
Would help if it's funny.
Might have to like sit on the back of the chair.
We need a bird with a sense of humor.
We don't allow any birds in here. We need somebody to at least contribute. Because if you're not funny, you ain't on the show. Now people are yelling right now, "Hey, what are you guys on the show?"
Yeah.
You know? If you're listening, thank you for listening.
Good
by
one.
The way. Yeah, good. We need a bird to be this funny. Yeah, and a bird that likes vodka too. It'd be kind of nice. You
know? That'd be great.
Just put in one of those little bird dropper things for him. Yeah. Get him hammered.
Just full of vodka.
Yeah.
In there. He's got four limes in his vodka laying in there.
You ever had a pet bird, Todd?
Yeah.
Never.
Have you ever had pets other than dogs?
Might have had a cat at one time.
Yeah.
No, mostly dogs. Not interested in birds. They're messy. They just seem real high maintenance.
They are.
Bird push?
Yeah, I think we had
a bird puss.
We had parakeets, and I think we had maybe a cockatiel once or twice. They're the ones with like the yellow head and the like grayish body.
Were they loud? So I just picture a bird just like chirping constantly.
If you put the cover over them, they do shut up, right?
I think so. If you throw a blanket over the enclosure,
yeah, they seem to think it's nighttime or whatever, and then they shut up.
We'll have to bring a blanket in for this bird then.
Just to shut the hell up.
In case it gets out of control.
But what's going to happen there is one of us is just going to decide that we want to shut it down and throw the blanket over ourselves and just be like, "Nope, blanket's over me.
The best part is we would all just leave and we'd still be there the rest of the day. Just sit there. It sits out in the area where all the salespeople sit and just sits out there in the kitchen. You know, "What's up, bitch?" You know.
No, we're not taking it home. It lives here.
You have to teach the bird how to say five finger dead punch.
He can do midday. Well, push is midday. Guys.
Hey,
midday.
I'm giving away my gig.
Yeah. All right. Okay. He can be the night guy. The parrot can be the overnight guy, and that way he's here in the morning when we get here.
Yeah. You know? Be like Breaking Benjamin.
Yeah.
I have a feeling that thing is going to be like, because I'm the first one in the door in the morning.
Park sucks.
It would be like dive bombing me. You know, after a whole night of being alone, I'd be coming in, ducking and weaving, because Paulie'd be after my eyeballs.
Be lonely and have to let you know what happened overnight.
Nothing. Right. I've done that shift.
If you're the guy that hit a deer on his bike with your parrot, I don't know. The whole thing is just hilarious. Yeah.
That sounds fine, like the deer hit him.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah, it sounds like he was just completely innocent and then bang.
But dude and parrot are fine.
It seems. Yeah.
A little banged up.
Yeah, a little bit. Like black eye, like bumps, and scrapes and bruises.
I see deer every fall running around. I used to ride my bike around Zerinsky a lot. You know, they just race through the woods.
Was it like middle
there.
Of the day? They usually show up.
I saw them middle of the day too, Todd.
Sunrise, sunset.
I was never out there in sunrise for sure, and I really was very rarely ever out there when it's getting dark, you know, because it's scary.
Yeah.
So it was middle of the day. I'd see them a lot, yeah. This time of year, though, you know, in the fall, aren't they looking to get, you know,
that's feed
a little bit?
Too.
Yeah, they're afraid. They're running from the, you know, the 12-year-old girls.
Yes.
Hand them a rifle, you know. Oh, look, Susie killed her first animal.
Great. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.